such a short and powerful song. I just love that. Hymn. Thank you for leading that, James. All right, I would like to invite your attention to Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22. I want to welcome each one to this part of the service as well. I trust that we will continue to be blessed here. It's been such a blessing this morning already. Here we have Jesus at the last hours of his life before his crucifixion. And Jesus, knowing all things, would have shared some of the most important things of life. Some of the most important truths that he taught would be shared here at the last hours of his life, the last little bit of time. And in Luke 22, we have him telling the disciples to prepare for the Lord's Supper, the Passover rather, and how they found everything as he had said, and they were sitting there, and they were sitting there with Jesus in this last time, and they didn't realize that what was just ahead, but Jesus had their attention, and he was telling them things that they could scarcely believe, just like of his betrayal, that someone was going to betray him. And they looked at each other and said, Who is this? Is it you or is it I? But then at the same time, I'd like to just break into this in verse 24. At the very same time, there was also strife among them of which of them should, and there also was strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors, but it shall not be so among you. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that doth serve. For whether is he that is greater, he that sitteth at meat or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat? But I am among you as he that serveth. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. I'll just continue reading here. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thou art, when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, that the cock shall not crow this day till before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. You know, here we have some really interesting insight into the time that Jesus was with his disciples here. He said that the way to the kingdom is not to strive to be the greatest, but to serve. And I just have to think of the contrast between the kingdom that we're working for and the kingdoms of this world. Right now, there are people in Ukraine that are suffering because of someone's expansionist idea. There's tremendous suffering because of greed and because of this idea of who can be the greatest. Wherever the gospel hits people, it changes their lives and it makes things better. It does not destroy. It creates a blessing. it creates a, it's just completely different. And I'm glad that that's the kingdom that he came to establish. It's not heaven here yet. It's not, I don't look for a heaven on earth, but I think that where God's people are, it's better than if they weren't, than it is if they weren't there. I have to think of the fact that that in physical ways and weapons and things like that, the battle is not going to be won by the ones that have the most weapons, tanks, airplanes, guns, whatever. It's not determined all by that. But I have to think of the fact that when these five missionaries were down there in Ecuador, they had with them handguns that they could have used to destroy their attackers. But they all agreed that they would not shoot another person to save their life. And consequently, they were all speared to death. They gave their life. But in doing that, it opened up a means for gospel, for the gospel to take root in the hearts and lives of the tribal people there. And it made a huge difference in a matter of 40 years. It was hugely different there in that part. Just like Jesus was here, his whole message was one of sacrifice and giving, and that's what was the seed for the kingdom. And so, you know, when Jesus said, he says some things here that are hard to understand. He tells them that if they don't have a sword, they should go buy one here in this place. And I think that that he tells them here that, and then he said, they said, are there any swords with us? And he said, here are two. He said, it is enough. And as soon as Peter started swinging, he said, put that up. Those that take the sword are going to perish with the sword. What does he want the two swords? What did he want them for anyhow? You know, maybe nothing more than to show that this is not the way that the kingdom of heaven works. And many times people get that confused with force is the way that the kingdom is built. And it's not that way at all. It's completely voluntary. It is completely those that will. Jesus said that, or God said, and was repeated in the New Testament, that in the New Covenant, that God is going to write the laws in their hearts and in their minds. And that's the way it's going to be. And I just think that is still a promise that we can hold to today, that this is where the laws are written, in our hearts, in our minds. This is what we do. So this morning we have, we want to take a little time, we want to take some time to think about giving in service. And Rachel Miller, as far as we know, is on her way to Greece to serve there, and we want to pray for her, we want to bless her in this effort, and I'm sorry she's not here, but bless her in the fact that she, of this service, and the fact that when the kingdom of God is expanded, it's better, it's not worse for the people that experience it. It's so much better.